Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. This is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, get ready for a change of assignment. Your current focus and instructions are shifting. I know you are invested in things as they are, but I say to you, hold everything loosely and prepare for new marching orders. Some things and even some people are going to need to be left behind, says the Father. Even as Abraham released his nephew Lot, it didn't mean that he didn't love him, but his commitment and his covenant was to walk in the steps that I laid before him, even as I lay before you. Don't be hindered by relationships that drain your energy and distract you from my call. Identify what needs to be laid down and get ready for an acceleration of my timing for you in your life. You are coming out. This is your coming out time. I have something far better in store than where you've been walking. With these decisions will come greater anointing, opening of doors that have been closed. You're walking into what others are merely waiting for. Some things you believe in are just ahead, but you must get engaged and move forward. Because my kingdom doesn't come with observation, you must act. Step out in faith, not in knowledge. You're not going to have all the answers. Expect a breakthrough. Be willing and obedient. Be daring to decree and to boast in what I promised. I will create the fruit of your lips and bless the work of your hands. I'm opening new territory to you. I'm laying claim for your benefit to every place you put your hand to. Do not listen to the naysayers or those who lack faith. Listen to my voice, says God. This is your season for audacious acts of faith. Militate against the flesh, and your spirit will soar to a new place of authority. This is the day that I render to you the double portion. Others may not understand the favor I've put on your life, but it is for double blessing and double benefit. And with that comes double responsibility. Strengthen your relationships with the leaders I'm calling you to walk in accountability with. You cannot go where I'm taking you alone. Lastly, be spendable. Are you willing to be change in my pocket? Are you willing to spend and be spent for the purposes of my kingdom? According to your willingness and your servant's heart, I will add all things to your life. Let go of your natural understanding and follow the prompting of my peace. Your marching orders are these. Do what you see the Father do, as I speak to you in the silence between your own thoughts. Have no opinion about the consequences of stepping out into deeper obedience and new territory in my kingdom. Relinquish the outcome, no matter what your emotions say. As you apply yourself to these mandates, you will break out into the kingdom where everything you say and do will become as effective as if I said it or did it myself, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now. Because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.